A federal judge in Mississippi has ruled that conditions on that state's death row are so bad they constitute cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment. U.S. Magistrate Judge Jerry Davis cited dangerously high temperatures, filth, pests, and lack of mental health care in the Parchman Prison in the Mississippi Delta. No matter how heinous the crime committed, he wrote in his ruling yesterday, there is no excuse for such living conditions, and Judge Davis ordered numerous reforms. Joining us now to discuss the case is Margaret Winter, who brought the case against the Mississippi Department of Corrections on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union's National Prison Project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Some of the inmates on death row testified at this trial. What did they tell the judge?
They described in living blood, so to speak, what it's like to live among uncontrolled filth and mosquito infestation and the extremes of temperatures and sometimes breakdowns in plumbing so that there's no water for days, even at the height of, you know, during heat waves in the Mississippi Delta. It's really kind of a hell on earth there, and they gave graphic descriptions of what it's like, and their descriptions were corroborated by these four independent experts.
And in a number of cases, the judge found merit to what they were saying. Let's talk about some of his findings, specifically on mental health care on death row. He called it grossly inadequate, mentioned six severely psychotic prisoners who were housed on death row. What did he have to say about that?
The conditions that they create for the other inmates by their extreme behaviors makes it intolerable for everyone there, but also it's cruel to house such severely ill people in conditions like that, which only make them sicker. And he ruled that they couldn't be housed on death row, and that this is obviously going to make a big difference in the well-being not only of those severely ill prisoners, but also of everybody on death row.
Judge Davis was also concerned about the issue of heat in the Mississippi summer and had recommendations about that as well, specific monitoring and measures that the prison department has to take.
Judge Davis decided that when the heat index exceeds 90 degrees, which is very typical, it gets way hotter than that during Delta summers, the prison is required to ensure that these prisoners get to take a shower once a day, that they have access to ice water, and that they have access to fans, electric fans, in their cells.
The Mississippi State Corrections Commissioner, Chris Epps, has responded to this ruling. Part of his response is that some of these problems have already been addressed.
Well, we really don't think that that's accurate. I'm in close touch with the class members, and I can only say with all due respect to Mr. Epps, these serious problems have not been addressed yet. And we think they could have been addressed at any time over the last many years, and that Department of Corrections knew about them, and that what was wanting was the will, not the means.
Judge Davis has ordered that reforms be undertaken and the progress report submitted to him by July 7th?
Yes.
Are you confident that these changes will be made?
I don't know that I'm confident. I am hopeful that this is going to motivate the Department of Corrections to really get moving now. I believe that something will be started by July 7th and that it's a process we'll have to carefully monitor. I believe that ultimately, and I hope sooner rather than later, the relief that he ordered will be implemented because it really is such fundamental human rights that are at stake here.
Margaret Winter, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here, Melissa.
Margaret Winter with the National Prison Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. She was lead counsel in the case against the Mississippi Department of Corrections.